This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to Issues of the Environment. Hanukkah and Christmas have passed, and Kwanzaa runs through the first of the year. A lot of products have been purchased, a lot of presents exchanged, and most have come in some form of packaging that's going to require disposal. Holiday garbage, it's a problem. How can we deal with all of it and deal with it responsibly? Well, our guest today has some answers for you. Christine Chesler-Stull is Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor, and thanks for the time today.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me. I believe this is the fifth year, so holiday tradition for both of us.
It's amazing. 5 years down the line, and we're still dealing with as much garbage as we did 5 years ago, if not even more.
Very true, very true. At least we get the resources out to people so they know what to do, but, yeah, garbage doesn't look like it's going away anytime soon.
It is a problem in perpetuity. Well, let's start off right here. What exactly should we do with all of that wrapping paper, all of that bubble wrap, and all of the things, the cardboard boxes that our gifts came in?
Sure. So the nice thing is, especially in the city of Ann Arbor and surrounding areas in Washtenaw County, a lot of folks have access to great curbside recycling programs. Most of the packaging that you're going to receive this holiday season, especially the cardboard boxes, the paper, wrapping paper, so as long as it doesn't have like metallic or foil on it, and even some of, you know, gift bags, that kind of thing that are made out of paper, those can go in your curbside recycling service, especially in the city of Ann Arbor. Check if you live outside of the city. But the bubble wrap, the packaging peanuts, those air pillows,
right,
all of that, that's a big problem for curbside programs, styrofoam as well. So we don't want those recycled in the curbside program.
So what do we do with it?
Yeah, very good question. We do have a drop-off station in town on East Ellsworth Road. You don't have to live in the city of Ann Arbor to use it. So you can actually bring us the styrofoam, the packaging peanuts, the air pillows, and we'll recycle those at that facility. The other idea, though, is you can save them and reuse them yourself throughout the year if you do any Amazon or eBay or anything like that. You know, if you're a seller, that might be a good way for you to just reuse it yourself. But, of course, we'll take it at the drop-off station, too, to recycle.
One of the great ways that we've been able to create buy-in for recycling programs is by making it easy and convenient.
Definitely.
And taking things to drop-off stations and everything, some people don't view as a convenience, and therefore it goes in a plastic garbage bag and ends up in the landfill. How significant is the impact on our landfills from holiday waste?
It's very significant. I read a statistic that it's something like it doubles just during the holiday season, what people are throwing out. So that's why I feel that it's more important, especially during the holiday season, when you're getting an increase of waste, to just look for those options that are local to you. Yes, drop-offs are not super convenient, especially if you don't live in a town that has one close to you. But again, look at your curbside program. You're going to be surprised by the amount of items that you can recycle and that you don't have to actually put in the landfill.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Christine Chesler-Stull about what to do with all of that holiday garbage. Christine is the Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor. Now, it seems as the older I get, the more electronics come on the market, and those seem to be the most popular gifts of all. So we're talking about batteries, but we're also talking about cell phones, computers, laptops, and all of these things that really are a potential hazard to the environment if disposed of improperly.
Exactly. We don't want batteries, rechargeable ones, put in the landfill. You can right now put alkaline ones in the landfill if you so choose. We do have local options, though. Batteries Plus, we have heard, does take alkaline batteries. But we do take rechargeable batteries for recycling at our drop-off station and our recovery yard, especially with electronics, like you mentioned. We don't want any of those components getting put in the landfill. There's options, again, locally for take-back. There are big box stores that do take back electronics. Sometimes if you buy a new electronic, they'll actually take back the old one, like a Best Buy. I hear that they still have a take back program. However, if that's not where you're purchasing your electronics and you do want to support us locally, you can bring working kind of newer electronics to our reuse center and we'll resell those to the community. But a lot of times most folks are kind of getting rid of electronics because they're outdated,
right,
they just want an upgrade, and that's when you need to bring them to our drop-off station so that we can recycle the internal components properly and not have them go into a landfill.
Beyond electronics, sometimes it's the small things we don't even think about. Christmas cards. They seem so small and it seems so insignificant to just toss it in the trash there, but it can make a huge difference by simply reusing those or finding ways to properly dispose of it.
Exactly. Greeting cards, you know, we still want to do them nowadays. I would say you can switch to electronic, but myself, I love getting mail. I love sending out actual greeting cards. So there are ways to repurpose them, especially if it's not, you know, a family photo on the front of the greeting card. You can just take off the front of that greeting card if it says Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and you can repurpose that as a gift tag next year. We have heard that the Scrap Box in town, too, it's another great local reuse resource, that they take those as donations, just the front part of gift cards. When in doubt, of course, if it's just a paper gift card, you can then just recycle that.
Of course. Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU with Christine Chesler-Stoll. Christine is the Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor, and we're talking about how to protect the environment by responsibly and thoughtfully disposing of all of the holiday waste that we've created and accumulated. And, of course, that would include Christmas trees. It's going to be a little different in disposing of those this year, in part, right?
Yeah, so Christmas trees, the city of Ann Arbor provides that service. They can't go curbside. They haven't gone curbside for many years. So Christmas trees, we're talking about the real ones, of course. They do need to actually be brought to a location to be disposed of. The city of Ann Arbor is providing 4 locations this year. They changed the location from our drop-off station to across the street at Southeast Area Park. There are 3 other parks, so 4 total, 4 park locations that you can just bring your Christmas tree, put it in the designated drop area, and then by the end of January, that's when they stop taking them, they will actually chip them and turn them into mulch, wood chips, or just compost some of the trees to be used as compost later in the community.
Yeah, so we're getting full use of those trees.
Definitely, yeah, it's a full cycle. You know, we obviously know a lot of people like the real Christmas tree in their, you know, in their house, the smell, all of that, but we want it disposed of properly, so again, it can be basically recycled in nature as compost.
What about these artificial trees? Because they do kind of have a shelf life after, you know, 8-10 years or whatever. They start looking a little haggard and you want to replace it and upgrade. So what do we do with those? How do you dispose of those?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not many options, especially if they have really gotten to the end of their life. If, for instance, the lights have just gone out, you can try and get the lights off of that tree and put on new lights, of course. Here at the Reuse Center, we actually do take people's old artificial trees if they're in fairly good condition. Even if the lights have gone out and you don't want to actually take them off, we do take those as a donation here because somebody else might want that tree and actually be able to take the lights off.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, when in doubt, though, at that point, you're going to have to throw the tree out, the artificial tree. So, again, you try and look for a good quality one when you first purchase it, and you might be able to at least have that tree for 10 or 15 years.
Well, as we head towards the new year, it is a time for making resolutions. We not only give gifts throughout the holiday season, but throughout the year, birthdays, anniversaries, and the like. So what resolution would you like to see us make when it comes to reducing our footprint and the waste we generate in our desire to give to others?
Definitely. I think there's a lot of green resolutions, as I like to call them, that we can make. Especially throughout the year or the holiday season, you know, think about what you can do for somebody that's not something that you have to purchase and give to them. So consumerism is rampant. We all like getting gifts. I understand that. But maybe you decide to purchase something like a trip or a gift card.
Yeah,
or something
like that. Giving an experience as a gift is great.
Exactly. And then that's another nice way to say thank you. Taking somebody out to lunch, taking somebody out to dinner to show your appreciation. Again, it's just getting away from kind of consumerism and making it all about that and thinking about experiences or another way to say thank you to somebody, again, during the holidays or throughout the year.
Christine, thank you so much for your time. I hope you had a great holiday and I hope you have a happy new year.
Thank you. You as well. Hope to do this again next year.
We will indeed.
Happy holidays.
Thanks. That is Christine Chesler-Stoll. Christine is the Outreach and Zero Waste Coordinator for Recycle Ann Arbor. I'm David Fair. Thank you for listening to the last Issues of the Environment program of 2017. We'll get back at it for you in 2018, right here on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.